On February 3rd, I had the privilege of joining Peter Belmont, a founding board member of Preserve the Berg, as he led a group on a walking tour around Mirror Lake and the Shuffleboard Club in downtown St. Pete. This immersive experience was a part of Preserve the Berg's mission to educate the community about the rich history of the area by advocating for the establishment of a lakefront perimeter within the local historic district. The organization aims to ensure that as this city continues to develop, the community's sense of place is considered in that development. The upcoming audio features snippets from the tour, offering insights into the vibrant Mirror Lake area and its exquisite charm.
In just a moment, is we're going to walk into the Shuffleboard kind of complex, and we're going to start off by relaxing. We're going to go have a seat in the bleachers, and we'll really start talking there. So you have to come back here in the evening time. Because, you know, if you want to talk about what is old-time St. Petersburg or the quintessential, you know, look of old-time St. Pete, you're standing at it. You know, here at the Shuffleboard Complex, looking across at the Coliseum, you know, in the evening, and the sky is starting to pinking up in red. This is it. So come back here one evening, play a game of Shuffleboard, or just come in for the view.
As we walk from the Shuffleboard Club past the first small neighborhood on our stroll right off of 375, Peter discusses the old community and how it differs today.
One of the things that is typical of the bungalow is they had front porches. And so, you know, we have today what they call new urbanism. And new urbanism is basically an effort to reach back to the past and kind of recreate what was the successful community neighborhood that we had in past decades that we lost in kind of, again, that post-World War II suburban development.
Now, as we walk by the old St. Pete High School building, Peter talks about the architecture.
I've always been amazed at the architects who were nationally known architects, or, you know, architects who had a name, whether it was regionally or nationally, who built, designed buildings in St. Petersburg. And so one example of that are the school buildings, both the old high school building here and the school building here, kind of across the street to your left. Those were both designed by William Eitner, and he was the school architect back in the teens and 20s. And so he came to St. Pete and designed these two school buildings. And, you know, especially looking at the high school, you know, what an incredible looking school to go to. And today it serves as an example of what we call adaptive reuse. And what that term refers to is taking an historic building and reusing it for, you know, a new purpose. And so that new purpose for that building, of course, is condos. And there are, I believe it's 70 units in that building. 71, okay.
As we pass the Tomlinson Adult Learning Center, Peter provides the history of this building.
So you can still see the sign kind of behind the phone pole from me in part. It's referred to as the Tomlinson Center. Edwin Tomlinson was, you know, one of the city's first philanthropists. He donated money to many organizations, causes. He had the first automobile in St. Pete, St. Peter's Church. He was a funder for that. So the Tomlinson Center is named after Edwin Tomlinson. Both of the school buildings are considered to be in what we refer to as Mediterranean Revival style architecture. And so we're hoping that the Tomlinson Center is going to become adaptive reuse success story number two for school buildings here on Mirror Lake.
As we approach the City Hall building, get ready for a surprising revelation about its origins. It's not how you might have imagined.
Across the street, another wonderful kind of St. Pete building is City Hall. It was Built in the 30s with the WPA, Workers' Progress Administration funds. The funds that they used for it was for a utility building, and so at the time they weren't really allowed to call it City Hall. There's a name on the front that does represent that.
In the final stretch of this tour, Peter informs us about the application process for neighborhoods to become historical districts.
So, St. Pete has a weird process to become a local district, and what that weird process is there is a property owner vote. That property owner vote is only to allow the application to be submitted. It's not whether you become a district or not. And the weird part of that vote, which has become a problem for local designation, is a majority has to vote in favor to allow the application to be submitted. But if that property owner does not vote, so the city sends you a ballot in the mail, half the people probably toss it in the garbage, but if you don't vote, the city, for whatever weird reason, automatically says you're a no vote. And so we've had in a couple examples, one in the old Northeast, out in Kenwood, where like 80 to 90% of the people voting said yes, but they did not meet the threshold in terms of the number of yes votes required because they had too many non-responding properties. So right now there's an effort to designate Mirror Lake as a local historic district. It's kind of a last-ditch effort because you see we have stuff going on. It's probably a smaller district than some of us would like, dictated in large part by the, you know, what I call the politics of property owner voting. We expect the city to be sending out ballots within about the next 2 weeks or so. We think there's enough support. We'll be finding out soon. Question.
Your question on the people in the thing have to vote on it. Is that the owners or does that include renters?
No, it is the owners. And to
if I rent to 20 people, it's my one vote?
It's the owner listed in the property appraiser's records, the owner of records, so to speak, who gets the vote. And to continue the weirdness with the city, you know, let's say you're a husband and wife who own the property, and let's say you actually disagree. Well, guess what? There's one yes vote, but not two. City says that's a no vote. It's a bit of a difficult process. What has happened as a result of that is the local districts that we have, most of them are very small, because the bigger you get, the harder it is to, you know, get all those people to send in their ballot. Thank you. You know, we're running, of course, a few minutes late. If anybody has questions, I'm here. You know, come out on our, thank you. Come out for our other events, you know, check our website. Enjoy the day that is warmed up.
Thank you for tuning in today as we dove into Preserve the Burg's efforts to designate Mirror Lake Community as a historical district. Remember, history isn't just in books. It's in our streets, our homes, and our community. If you want to learn more about preserving St. Pete, you can head to preservetheburg.org for more information on how you can get involved and make a historic impact.